It is what it is.
A quick one, yeah. You see that? You see them coming where you say, like, it could never be me. That statement, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was me. You see when you see all them Uber drivers and you see all them food memes and you're thinking, nah, I could never. This is not mad. So, like, just in general, so you see if something happens and, like, we've just any example, like, if something happens.
You said the Uber stuff, okay.
Uber stuff, like, you see when you see, like, all them memes online of, like, people eating their food or the Uber driver, little altercation kind of thing. So, like, this is how January started. So early Jan, like, I think like first week in Jan, I got hungry. So I thought, I'm ordering food because there's nothing at home. Let me order something quickly from Uber Eats. It will take 10 minutes, whatever. So I said, okay, I'm ordering food. I'll order food now, yeah. So my house is hard to get to for people that don't know it. If you don't know how to get it, coming through from the entrance, you get a bit lost. So I was like, okay, cool. Like, if this guy's coming, first of all, I didn't want him to press the bell because it was like 11 p.m. So I was like, I would come down and just meet you right outside or come in. And then I was like, okay, cool, I'll do that. It's not a problem. So I'm getting ready. I've been tracking his journey so that when he parks, like, I'm ready to open the door so he doesn't press the bell. So this guy is like, he calls me before he even parks up. He was like, where's your house? I can't find it. I was like, just keep driving down. When you drive down, you can block any of the cars in front of you and just quickly drop it. Like, you're not going to be there for 5 minutes. It won't be a problem. This man says to me, he's an uncle, and he says, what do you mean? I can't leave the car. I can't leave the car here. Someone will steal it. I said, how will someone steal it if you lock the door? Yeah. He was like, no, I can't leave the car. So it's either you come and meet me. It's the fact that my thing is, if he said to me, oh, please, can you meet me at the car? He said it a lot nicer. I'd be like, okay, cool. I was like, no, I didn't order a pickup. I ordered the delivery. So at most, yeah, you can't find my house, but this is why you've called me and I'm trying to direct you. So if you meet me halfway, we can make something work. I can't leave the car. So you figure it out. I said, you know what? You're being very disrespectful and I'm not doing this with you. I'm telling you what to do and I'm telling you you're going to have no problem. It's not the first time I'm ordering food and people have called me and telling me they can't find my house and it's easy. So he cuts the phone. I'm thinking, cool, I'm still in my bed. I'm not even getting up now. Then he calls me back. This man said, you must not be hungry.
I was about to say the same for your uncle telling her. I was about to say, you must not be hungry.
This man calls
hunger
me.
Must not come
this
for you.
This man calls me back and said, you must not be hungry. How dare you tell me you're not coming to meet me, nigga? I said,
no, he's
no,
right.
Do you know what?
No, he's right.
No, it was, do you know what it is? It was the disrespect for me. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't going to meet. I'm telling you what to do and I'm saying meet me halfway. I'm in shorts or whatever.
Him meeting you halfway is not me at your house, big man.
No, I said if you start walking, I said even if you come up, because he's parked. So if you come, you see when you come to my end, you have to come all the way to the end. He's not even all the way at the end. He's like further in the middle. So I'm like, if you park, come all the way to the end, park up, and the minute you start walking in, I'll start walking out. Like, you wouldn't get to my door. I'll meet you underneath the bridge, that kind of thing. And then he's like, all this time he was talking, I'm just out here. I've reported him on Uber, get my refund back and reordered the same thing. This time I reordered it, but the guy that dropped it was a cyclist, a motorbike guy, and he dropped it right outside my house. No problem, less than 10 minutes even. And I was just thinking, it was the statement was, you must not be hungry. So he stood there, and I know for a fact that man took that food to come and ate it. Bro, and I was just like, you know that statement where you think to yourself, it could never be me. Oh, it was me. This man said,
that is true.
It was childish. He's a grown man.
You must not be hungry. Clearly, you're hungry.
He cut the phone just for him to call me back and tell me, you must not be hungry if you're not coming to get this food. I said, uncle, you're not listening to me. After a while, I cut the phone. He calls me again. He said, ah, you really must not be hungry. I said, take the food and go if you're not going to deliver it. I don't have time for it. At 11 p.m, you think I'm about to start arguing?
That reminds me of the one I saw in Nigeria. They go back and forth, the Uber drivers, and the guy was like, oh, he saw that the guy was Ghana, and he saw that the guy was paying with debit card instead of cash.
Yeah.
He was like, he told the guy, you're going to have to cancel it. And when the guy said, I'm not cancelling, he goes, okay, stay there. You don't cancel, I don't cancel, we're going nowhere. The only thing is that obviously the Uber driver now, he can't pick up anyone else until that
cancels,
is fulfilled or cancelled or whatnot. Must have stood there.
They're giving their F. It's the fact that it was like, you must not be, and then he calls me again to tell me I must not be hungry. So then it was
because
like,
if you're hungry, I'm going to get your food.
Bro, it wasn't even that. Even before he called me, my whole intention was I'm going to meet you because I know people get that thing. But I'm coming out in shorts, it's cold. I said, meet me by the bridge. Like, you're not.
Then put some clothes on.
No, my thing is,
I'd have taken the L and I still reported him.
I reported him.
Yeah, but now you had to go wait another what?
I waited 10 minutes to get. As long as I got my food, I didn't really care. So I was like, whatever. So I'm like, my thing is, you're coming at your house. You take less than 2-3 steps and I'm right there. Uncle was like, they'll rob my car. I said, Uncle, I never know. Lock your car. Who's taking your car? So at this point, I was like, I said to him, you're a grown man and I don't want to be disrespectful because I know you probably think a lot of us are disrespectful the other day. So it's either you're taking the food or leave it. This man sat in his car, waited, like, you see how you have to wait like 5-7 minutes and if they don't deliver it, you can mark it as unattended, whatever. He waited 7 minutes. By this time, you could see the other delivery man coming through and then left after 7 minutes. And I was just like, bro, I reported him, got my refund back because I said, you lot are mad because I'm not doing it with you lot. And I went about my business and I just sat there and I was like, it really was me. You know that thing, it really was me. It was me. And I was just like, we're not starting 2022 like this. I was just like, no, please.
Still be hungry.
That's an uncle.
That's funny. But actually, very funny.
It is what it is, mate. Because this man cannot come and stress me out for what?
Tell you what, you must not be hungry.
Really?
Funny, the fact that he called you back.
He called me back to say, you seriously must not be hungry. Because I think he had waited like 3 minutes at this time.
Yeah, he's still
at this time, the minute he started telling me he's not coming at his car, I was already on my bed reordering the food. I was just like, I'm not doing it with this man. And then the second time he called me, I was like, I just told him when he called me back to say, you must not really be hungry. I said, don't worry about it. And I cut the phone. Because if I was that hungry, I'd clearly be at the car. I wasn't that hungry. Clearly.
Clearly.
But it is what it is.
Anyway, welcome guys. You're now locked into another episode of The Sensor Podcast hosted by yours truly, Milan Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Yes, guys. Wagwan. Hope everyone's cool. Everyone's chilling.
Sound like you're about to say Wagwan popcorn.
Hope everyone's chilling. How are you, Tiwa?
First of all, Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah.
This is our first episode for 2022.
I mean, the other episode came out in 2022.
I mean, it was for...
And we did wish Happy New Year. No, it was going to come out on New Year's...
It was going to come out New Year's Eve.
No, it's going to come out New Year's Day.
No, Eve. 31st was New Year's Eve. Oh. So, yeah. New Year's Day would have been, yeah. But yeah, Happy New Year again. Yeah.
Happy New Year.
But, yeah, I'm good. Actually, all right, to be honest. Until the stress starts tomorrow. But, you know, we go.
What stress?
Placement. Oh. New placement. And then I find out that... There's this mentor in school that don't like no one. Like, literally don't like no one. Like, a lot of the students she had from first placement are all on cause for concern going into second placement. And it's a proper worrying thing. Like, if you're on cause for concern, you're most likely won't graduate. If you don't come off cause of concern within the first month of your next placement, they'll drop you off the course.
Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, one of the girls that was on cause of concern requested a new mentor because she was like, I'm not doing it. She just don't like me. Like, she's just bad vibes, whatever. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, cool. My mentor is cool, whatever. So because she's requested a new mentor, this woman has then gone and requested new student. Me? Me is 3 other guys. And I was just there like, why have we got to do this?
Mm.
Like, and she's very nitpicky. Like, very, very nitpicky. She looks into things she's not meant to look into. And I said, I'm not even going to stress about it. She's meant to come twice. If the first time she comes, I feel like she's moving, man, I'm just going to request for a new mentor. I don't have time for it because you're not about to film me on my last placement. But apart from that, she'll be all right. Just a few days in. It's been all right. No worries, no stress.
Praise God.
Amen. How have you been?
I've been good.
We would like to hear.
So,
riddle from last episode was... Many people like this to be as long as possible, but short ones can be effective. It is definitely possible for them to be too long. What are they? This is one you didn't get either.
Is it your last name?
No.
Oh.
You like your last name to be short?
I was just asking.
It is tweets.
Tweets?
Yeah. That's what it says. Tweets. Yeah. many people like this to be as long as possible, but short ones can be effective. It is definitely possible for them to be too long. What are they? Mm. Yeah. Yes, sir. So the answer is tweets. And then this week's one. You stick your paws inside me. You tie me down to get me up. I get wet before you do me. What am I?
You stick your paws inside me.
You tie me down to get up. Da, 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 da. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You get me wet, what?
It says you stick your paws inside me, you tie me down to get me up, I get wet before you do me. What am I? Yeah.
Okay.
On that note, you know what to do. Send your answers in.
Yeah.
Let's try and get you a lot more active this year. I think that's our goal. The more you get active. Interactive, sorry. With the riddles and facts and stuff. Even send your own in. We'll take every riddle. If you send me a good riddle, I'll probably 80%, 90% use it in the podcast. So I don't see why not. But yeah, what's your fun fact?
My fun fact is that when you're on a call to like one of them call centre and mm-hmm. they put you on hold, they can still hear you.
Is it? No way.
So they can still hear everything that
I'm
you say.
I'm out here trying the most rubbish.
Yeah, they can still hear you. But if they have the music in the background.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That they can't.
Okay.
Unless the manager's listening in. Okay. If the manager joins in and the call is listening in, she can hear it.
Okay.
But if there's no music in the background, they can hear every little bit of word that you say.
Oh, mad. Imagine yeah. you're out here chatting the most
the more time you are because you're like, oh, yeah, it's on hold. They can't hear me.
Yeah.
They can definitely hear yeah.
And then you're out here arguing people. You
yeah. And it's like, oh, yeah, this stupid woman's never listened to
can
what
you imagine?
I've told her like six times of what I'm supposed to say. She's not flipping listening. Now she's going to come and tell me she doesn't know. She's going to send me to someone else. I ain't got time for
be
this
like,
shit.
I've been explaining myself left and right just for her to be on this BS.
Yeah, shit, this yeah. isn't that too
and do you know what's funny, they still have to come back on the phone to be nice to you,
but apparently they can hear, they can hold what you say against you.
Is it?
So guys, put yourself on mute.
Yeah, just put yourself on
just
mute.
Just mute yourself.
Music on their music. Mute
just
yourself.
Just mute yourself. Just mute yourself because you're gonna get caught out from these people. And imagine like you're calling them about a broken phone, but like, yeah, I'm just telling them my phone's broken, but like I dropped it or something rather yeah. than you trying to claim it because then, something dropped on it and they hear you saying it.
You dropped it.
This is
why they always say your things are being recorded. They'll be like, we can play it for you. Just be out here and be like, I thought exactly. you said you like, had me on mute.
Exactly. Had you on hold, but just because you're on hold doesn't mean you're on some silent. So yeah. mute on their end.
Yeah. But not me on yours. End. Yeah.
Unless you do it yourself. Yeah. But yeah, that's my fun fact.
That is actually quite interesting.
This week, that's my fun fact and my little awareness helping you guys out.
No, that is actually quite interesting, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know what I was thinking, yet? Did your parents ever have, like, the quote-unquote sex talk with you or the boys talk mm. with you? Would you have one with your child?
Yeah.
Why do you?
I never had one because I'm Holly Dendal, Christian Way.
Yeah, but
I've always been like that since younger.
Yeah, but even though like that's how they raise you,
even to today, my mom she knows that.
Yeah, but even though that's how she's been raised and stuff, like anything can happen. Yeah, yeah. Cool. You don't move that way, but yeah. you could have been that child that moved that way. So the talk don't hurt no one.
Like, I'm definitely gonna have that the sex talk.
I was talking to my aunt, because my mum would never do it, so she was like she sat all the boys down because you know she got to say I spoke to them, she said.
the two older ones, isn't it?
No, not Timmy and Torres. And Tiala was talking
to you. Saying the two older
yeah
ones?
She said she sat all of them down, him, Tim, Tomuwa, the
okay,
other
okay,
them,
so
she sat all of them okay. down. Yeah, she was like, I spoke to them, she was like, I told them when it gets hard what it means. And you know that.
But she was like,
I'd rather do it than for them to like yeah, just for them to get an understanding
yeah,
or
yeah.
or to get the wrong information outside. But, I don't know if you know
the way these boys talk to each other,
bro. Some of them are too fast, especially some girls are too fast.
I was going through my little brother's phone, yeah, not to put a business out there, yeah, but I'll go through his phone. I think he gave me his phone to do something for him. So I just said, yeah, I'm there for your phone in ages. Let's just sit down. I'm out here scrolling. The girl's like, you don't like me, you don't pay me attention. This boy's like, I'm busy. Oh, I'm busy, what, playing games? They start that crap from a young age. So he was like, I'm busy playing games. And he's just bit, and I'm just sitting there, dumb stuff. And I'm just thinking, right, and I don't want to pull him up on it because it's like, I'm not telling you off, but I need you to know right from wrong at the same time. But I was just like, cool. But no, the reason why I asked about the family thing is, I don't know if you know some celebrity guy called Jim Jones. So basically, he was saying that how...
His mum lips him. Talking about the lips.
I thought that was the most foul thing ever. Like, and she even said pet, like, don't get me wrong. She said tongue and everything to his mum. And then I was thinking, like, okay,
cool. How did you learn how to lips?
In primary school, they used to be like, you practice with your hands, so you do the little with your hand, and you turn your head, and then like the girls would be like, you know, you turn your head right first, then you turn your left
first. Gosh, I have no business learning how to kiss
anyone. How did you learn how to kiss?
With my hand.
Exactly.
Like, with primary school, I remember my first kiss was in primary school with some boy. It wasn't a lips, though, it was just a little peck.
Yeah, mine was like, you see,
and like we didn't, but we did like each other. And I was like, oh no, guys, you should kiss. This is our playtime. All we did at playtime, bro.
Now that I'm not there anymore, my primary school was so flipping sexual at such a young age.
Like, I know some boy, but he had like behavior problems. He used to pull my skirt up.
Bro, we used to play. What is it called? The ones where they go around and they drop your pants. They used to play drop pants. So if you were wearing trousers or traps or whatever, and it's not tight, you're getting your knickers shown, and the boys would just get run around the playground and just pull the whole thing down. So you always have to be prepared. So all the girls used to just come in skirts, even though it got lifted up. It's not as bad as your whole thing going down to your knees. But now that I think about it, my primary school was the most sexual thing ever. Like, we had no business playing mom and dad. What would we do playing mom and dad? So you'd be like, yeah, so you kiss before you go to bed. And then when you're in bed, you all get each other like this.
Because we love to say that kids nowadays are fast up, but we were fast. And that's when you need to have that conversation with your child. Yeah. Because no matter what generation, everyone is fast. Different. Especially with the people around you. Because I'm sure more time I was, but with like, people are just pressured into doing stuff. Mm-hmm.
No, we were fast. My primary school was dotty. So basically,
at one point, I was very fast. Not fast enough to do anything, but fast enough to speak about it.
Yeah, no, just too fast. So I was like,
I need to fuck myself into a situation I shouldn't have been.
Is it?
But God showed me the way.
No, my friends was fast. Like, people used to stay after, like, girls that was not, so they used to be after school football club. Mm-hmm. And like, I think football club was like same day as maths club. Mm-hmm. And then like, girls that had no business in maths or football club were staying behind.
And then, in primary school,
year 5, year 6. And then with my school year, there's like, when you come into my primary school, they're refurbishing now, so it's not the same. There's like a little bush area. Like, you genuinely can't see no one. Uh-huh. You can't see nothing. Uh-huh. And then you used to go in there, and then like, you know when you do, what was it? 7 seconds in the thing. We were doing that in primary school for this, but it was 7 seconds in the bush.
You so might have no that, shame. Yeah.
And then we found that, like, so there was abandoned buildings near our school as well. So people used to jump the fence to go into their buildings, and there was couch, like, dirty couches and everything.
Oh, man used to do things in there.
Bro, from primary schools. And then you had, like, all the year 7 and year 8 older lot that left.
Yeah.
And then even come back to the primary school and then meet the younger lot.
That's
I swear to God. My primary school was dirty. My whole year
lot. Must have year 7, year 8, you come back and meet the young teams.
I came from year 5. So this was when I came year 5, year 6 and stuff, yeah. And then, from there, and then they're all meeting the bush. And the only reason I found that...
Where were you in all this situation?
I used to play football after school. I used to tell my mom I was going to master, but I played football. I didn't even play football. But then the one with the like abandoned buildings and stuff, it's because the girls I was cool with, after school, they were mainly in that building, especially with like people, especially because they were
they've been at that school from like reception, whatever. Mm-hmm. So they knew a lot of the older lot that left before I came. So like, whereas when I was in year five, I wouldn't know, I've known any of like the year sevens that I left those stuff, mm-hmm. the ones going to year seven, year eight, whereas they did. So they'll be like, oh, I miss meeting this person and that person. I'm just thinking, I don't know who you are. And with me, the reason why I couldn't stay behind, 80% of the time I had Toro Timmy picking me up after school.
Yeah.
So I have no business or excuse staying after school. And even if I'm staying after school late, I genuinely had a club, or I'm staying for after school club. So it was one of those things where they come back next day, they're like, oh, did you hear that? They'll meet that person in the building.
Must have been in year five, in year six.
I swear to you. And I was just like, but no, we had no business, especially that mum and dad thing. What were we looking for? What kids are we having to be playing mum and dad? We should play mum and dad. Yeah, that's my child. I was like, oh, no.
Because I feel like we just get exposed to stuff like that. And then when you have that one person who thinks they know all, comes inside with their teacher. Exactly. And they feel they're teaching the right thing. And then you got this access to the porn. So kids, these young boys especially, think they know what
they're doing, what they want, stuff like that. Especially like the
puberty and shit.
With the girls I was with, the only, I feel like if I didn't wasn't with that friendship group or that group of girls in general, I don't think I'd have kissed anyone to like year 7 or 8. Personally, like, you know when you deep shit, you're just like, I had no business.
Honestly, in primary school, you have no business.
I have no business anyone, for bro. What? Yes, why do I even have to have half your tongue in my tongue or whatever?
No, down your throat. You have no business. I don't even, as an adult, you have any business having your tongue in my throat.
I didn't have business in my house. So I was just there like, cool. So then when I was like, you know when you grow up and you just reflect on things, like, if I, with that friendship group, because they were a wow. And like with primary school, you see how you only had like your year 5 and year 6. Your primary school lot were, you lot were close, especially that year 5 and year 6. You lot think you were, so you lot were close. So within that group, everyone knew each other. Everyone. So if someone's not in on Facebook, we'd be in the group chat like, why didn't you come in? Where were you? You missed this game today. Whenever you missed this education, you missed this game today. And you missed that game. But yeah, I feel like it should. I wouldn't say. Even if the parents are not teaching, I don't think I'm against teachers teaching the basics in terms of not teaching. But
they're
not teaching.
The only thing they teach is about reproductive system. They don't really teach about, like, puberty, like about the urges, and about all the
this. This is what I'm saying. I feel like if they think it's a thing where the guys will be embarrassed or whatever, I feel like they split them. Because they go through things. You need to let the girls know about period and things like that. You need, especially year 5, year 6, year 8,
maybe a woman teacher teach the girls and a male teacher teach the girls.
Yeah, and especially the fact that, like, from year 5, year 6, they're 10, 11, that's when
period. But I feel like kids should be taught about both, by each other as well.
No, they should.
Girls be taught about what girls will feel.
Yeah, no, they should. But I'm saying in terms of, like, because you know sometimes you find it quite embarrassing doing it with the person and stuff like that. If it's the thing, like you said, the female teacher about everything. Don't just teach about the period, teach about the guy stuff.
Yeah, but I feel like even a male teacher should come teach them about what the boys go through.
Because then it's
different perspective.
Yeah.
I feel like they need to be known about everything, because I'd rather, it decreases the wanna do it, and then next thing you know, my child's coming to me saying, Mom, I'm pregnant. Or, Mom, I got someone pregnant, because I don't have time for it. I don't have time for it. I do not have time for it.
At what age did the girls in your school start getting pregnant? Like, from your year group?
What, as, like, secondary school?
Yeah. Did you have any in primary? That's mad if you did.
No. I can't remember.
Mine was
like year 10, maybe.
Oh, see, mine was year 9. I think we had 2 just from my form.
I know there was a year, the girl below me that got pregnant. I don't know if I had anyone that was pregnant in my year.
No, in my year group, just my year group itself, we had 2 in year 9, and then we had like 4 in year 10.
No, I don't think I had anyone pregnant in my, not that I can't remember, but my memory is shit as well. So
we was known as Slaggy Manor. He was on top because school was on top and shit like that.
Nah, not my team. It's because I went to St. Andrews, isn't it?
Yeah.
And as much as people tell you that St. Andrews was to have the top flipping, whatever they want to say, yeah. I feel like my year wasn't even that bad. I don't think anyone got pregnant whilst I was at school. After
school, that's fine, but I'm saying six from school.
Times.
During
yeah,
school,
but
had...
not secondary. I know, like, a girl below me, I got pregnant with twins in year 9 or year 10 or something.
No, I think in my old Yeah, by the time we left year 11, we had 8 or 9 pregnant. Yeah, we was known, like, slagging man, he was on top.
I presume everyone in my year just used a condom.
Probably. They were a lot smarter than us.
Exactly.
We didn't know what we're doing. And, like, the thing is, so with my secondary school, we had, like, a big problem. We still do. And, like, we were all girls' school, so the closest school to us was a...
We had the same bonds down the road.
Water fight. We used to play on water fight. And then all of a sudden, we see people meeting at this corner to do whatever they want to do. And, like, the girls in my school were so finished. So, like... So, if you're coming from Woolwich to get to my secondary school, the fifth or three you get will drop you at our school before you go down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get down the hill, coming up, you see all the boys coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So, the girls that will go down the hill to meet the boys and then come up. And then they used to time the bus that they think the guy would get on. So, if they don't, if they feel like they're on the early bus, they'll get off. They would get off a stop before the boys... They would get up a stop before the boys' school, the boys' stop, and then get back on. And then on the bus, and there's two seats, they don't sit on each other.
There's no shame. It's actually no, but that's what I'm saying. That's why the conversation is important. Some people know. Like, if you're going to do it, whatever, but.
Put the safe here, tell them, like, bro, like, you have urges and whatever, just. Be safe, man. This child thing, it will slap you left and right.
Yeah, but we have to understand, you're still in the house of God.
You are, but here's the thing.
So even though it's around it, not in my house.
Yeah,
and that goes for the girl and not in my yard.
No,
it's not happening in my yard.
There's only so much you can control.
It's not in my yard.
Okay.
It's not happening.
If your child came on
pregnant. Let me catch you!
If your child came on pregnant, what would you do? If your child came in pregnant, what would you do at year 10 or year 11?
My child's not coming in pregnant.
It's a scenario.
She'll use a condom.
But my thing is, yeah, cool. Like, in terms of, like, I feel like learning stuff and things, African people or even the older lot just feel like it's a taboo to tell them about sex.
No, because it is awkward. Imagine sitting your child and I'm like, listen, yeah.
Yeah, but it's a thing where I feel
like it's even, okay, even that, you know, like, I think, you know, I think that, like, even now, like, once I obviously get my partner and I get pregnant, even just the idea of telling my mum and dad that I am pregnant, like, literally gives, like, makes me want to vomit.
Yeah, because do you think they have to picture you?
We're not blessed by the Holy Spirit, you're not Mary, we're not the Virgin Mary, we don't have baby comes. So for me to now go tell my parents, listen,
I feel like
you're gonna be a grandma, and it's like they're gonna know that I did the deed, I have this child, and it's like just the idea, just even saying that is awkward. I imagine that conversation.
Yeah, but I feel like
parents,
the conversation should be had.
And no, it's 100% important to have.
If it's a thing 100%. Where your parents feel like they can't have it with you, but you have them aunties and uncles that they're proper, like, things are not awkward with them. You see, like, Auntie Ella, like, bro, she can have that chat with me and it's not awkward.
But maybe having that, like, people around you.
And it's
I'll tell all my nieces and nephews.
It's you, this is what I'm saying. And it's you about you pushing, not even like put. So if, let's say I had a child, like, I would just be like, oh, can you do it? Because it's a thing where I know they had it. Even though they probably think, I don't know, and they think you're just having a natural conversation, because you won't go up to them and be like, your mother said I should tell you. You should be safe out in the street. You
should pick up, please.
She won't know picking at such a young age, because
she'd prefer it for you not to do it, but she can't really control it. As long as you wrap it up, saying. She's fine with it.
So that's what I'm saying, like, if it's a thing where someone else is doing it, but the fact of no one saying nothing is what's
That's bad. And what they teach at school is not helpful at all.
Nah. There's no use.
I can't even tell you. At school,
they showed us what a condom was. They brought a banana in and they gave it to all the girls. They brought a dildo in to put the condom in thin as well. Ours, they brought a banana and dildo in. They was like, this is how you use the condom. This is how you hold the tip. You roll it down. When you finish, you hold it like this, wrap it up. And it was just like, no one took it seriously. And the girls was like,
yeah, and then yes.
some girls did it. And I'm like, rah, you're experiencing it. And it's like, okay.
I don't remember. The only thing I remember is just learning about, like, the reproductive system.
Yeah, well, periods and stuff. We didn't learn period. We didn't learn reproductive system.
We didn't actually learn about like. Or did we? I think they might have showed a video, not a video, like a picture or two of sex or something.
Yeah, that's about it. Did you?
I can't remember.
Before you started your period, did you know what period was?
I think I did.
What year did you start? Around what age?
I was quite late. I think maybe late year 7, year 8.
I was late. If you're year 7, I was late then.
When was you?
I was, towards the end of year 8, early year 9. Mm. Yeah, but I didn't know. I was in, I'll never forget, I was in art class. I was sitting there, I was just like, I don't feel good, I feel ill. I was like, I just want to sleep. Like, this, the art teacher wasn't really paying me mind because I was never in the class anyway, so she didn't care for me. But the teaching assistant come up to me and was like, are you well? I was like, miss, I just don't feel well. She's like, your temperature's a bit hot. I said, yeah, miss, I don't feel well. So I got in, I was like, She was like, should we go for a walk? I said, yeah. She's like, you need to go to her. I said, yeah. So we got to tell her.
So she thought
yeah,
with the new
she, yeah. So we got to tell her. I was like, miss, there's a problem. There's a problem. She was like, what? I said, miss, there's something red done.
Yeah,
she
no
just
clue.
Started laughing. She was like, I had no clue. Oh, she was like, this is what it's called. When you get home, speak to your mum.
But and to then, be fair, I feel like it's because you didn't have any older sisters.
Yeah. Obviously, yeah, but neither did
mom,
you.
Yeah, no, but obviously they told me at school, innit?
Yeah, no, they did tell at school. And the only reason, I had like a feeling, but I didn't really have a feeling, because we had like, when we were going swimming, we had girls sit out. I was like, why are you sitting out for?
I'm swimming, man.
You're swimming. And she was like, I'm just not feeling well. I said, you're never feeling well. Every time someone comes in. And I was that idiot to say something like that. So I was just like, okay, cool. And then when I found that, she was like, go home, speak to her. My mom was not even around. She was in Manchester. Or wherever she was. So I had to go to my auntie, and my auntie was telling me, but she, like, this was an auntie I was close to, so she felt uncomfortable coming in the toilet with me to show me. So for the first 6 months, I was suffering.
Yeah, you said that you were wearing it the wrong way.
I was wearing it the wrong way. I was
just about to say, someone told me they were wearing the wrong
way. It was me. I was suffering for the first 6 months. I don't know who I spoke to after, and I was like, something isn't right. I'm doing this. I'm always leaking. I'm always having to change my shorts every 2 minutes. I said, something isn't right. This is why you need to be tall.
I said, it's sticking to my head.
It's sticking to my head. I said, it hurts. Something isn't right. I put it on within an hour. I'm leaked everywhere. I have to change. I was so uncomfortable going out. Like, so if I went out with my...
It's not even funny because it happens.
It does happen. If I went out with like anything like that isn't like black or anything, like even just like, I was so uncomfortable. I used to rap. And I think there was one time, I think like, because you know, you didn't have a track at that time, or you didn't have a clue when you were... I just went with the flow. Whenever you came, you came.
Yeah, I've been good. Yeah. I didn't have a tracker till like 2 years ago.
Oh, no, I've been, you know, like, last, I had a tracker from
in the beginning
uni.
Of last year.
No, I had a tracker from first of uni.
Hey, me. I just know. Even if at the tracker, like the tracker doesn't help, the tracker tells me, oh yeah, the next 5 days expected.
Yeah.
It will come today.
No. My tracker is actually pretty decent. I'm always a day early or 2 days early. So as the time was just on, I was just like, something feels weird. I was coming from my cousin. I was just lucky, Biggie. My cousin lives 2 bus stops away from me. So I was on my way back home, come home, then I was like, oh, something feels right.
It's when they come again.
Bro, I think this was like the second time I was coming on. I was thinking, this is not meant to be like this. I thought it's a one-time thing. Now I'm coming on again. And this time I'm wearing white shorts. Oh, Lord have mercy. I didn't get a bus. I was walking sideways, walking like this. I was walking home. I got home. I ran straight in the shower. I was just like, oh, this ain't it. And then I think the last experience I had was like, there was a time I didn't come on for like 3-4 months. There was just nothing. So I called my nan. I was like, I didn't come on. She said, yeah. She said, what do you mean? Have you tried? When was the last time? Tell me everything. I want to know everything. Have you told your mom? Okay, don't tell her where. She was panicking. Because I think I was year 10 at the time. She was, I think she almost shat her pants at the time I told her. She was, oh no. But it came, like the day I called her, the week later it came. So I was like, yeah.
So we know we're not pregnant.
Yeah, so she, bro. But I feel like you should tell them.
No, especially with that as well. Like my sister, she knows, because obviously
she's
got us,
yeah.
My little sister, so she knows. And T teaching is going to be calm, but
nah, but we
all these things need to be taught.
It does, because no one should be suffering the way I suffered. No, for 6 months straight I suffered, I'm gonna lie. Up to today I was still trying to remember who told me what I was doing wrong, because I don't know. I just said to someone, I was like, when the spirit comes, it goes everywhere. It's messy, it hurts when I take the thing off, and you know when it's just like, this is what I was shown. So when my auntie was first showing me, she didn't show me, she was outside telling me what to do. So okay. She brought the pad. She was like, so you stick the pad that feels soft, you stick it down. She didn't say, she said the sticky part you feel. I was like, so she said, no, just feel it, feel the put it like this, then you. And I was just thinking, oh Lord, have mercy.
Oh,
6 months straight, I was
bless
suffering
him.
And no one knew. I don't even know who corrected me or how I found out. But, nah.
But yeah, anyway, Americans are tapped. We're going back to my man lips and his mum. I'm making attacks.
They asked him about the how did she, he said he was taught sex as well. He said, how do you, were you taught? He couldn't answer.
He stop said, it. He you said, don't think so.
No, I don't think so, but I was like, I feel like it, not him did that, but it could have been a thing where she showed with him, if that makes sense. That's the only thing, because I didn't want
but
to.
Then but then there's what's her name? Jada Pickett?
Jada thing, the...
Her grandma teaching her how to pleasure herself at the age of 9.
You're lying.
Yeah. She was at the red table.
That table was devilish.
That table was... The demon speaks with them as well.
No, God.
She was saying, yeah, her grandma taught her how to pleasure herself at the age of 9.
You're
she said her grandma rather her know how to do it. Like, age of 9, though. Age of 9.
You have no business saying... You have no. Did your grandma teach you about period at the age of 9? Because you had no business
exactly
doing that.
No, it had to pleasure yourself before you even had to.
No, I feel like there's steps to it. There's ages. There's ages. There's steps. There's you know when you feel like it should be right. You know when it.
Yeah, if you feel like yeah. At the age of 9, though. And that's what I'm saying. Like, Americans are tapped.
No, Americans been finished. Especially like if you feel like with your child, you can somewhat set a change.
Yeah.
And like you can sense the growth, you know when it's right for them and when it's not right for them. The reason why Antonella done it with them, I think she did it with them,
yeah, because
not this year, like 2 years ago, like 11, 12. So it wasn't early, it wasn't like at 9 or something, she did it at 11, 12, and this is only because she heard them talking about girls. So she was like, I'm gonna tell you,
yeah,
this is what it is. And I asked him, was like, yeah, it was very awkward, bro.
No,
so it was that kind of thing. But no, that's mad. Like, what business? So I wouldn't, like, what? Let me sit you down. By the way, this is how you pleasure yourself. Mm. You do this like this. You rub the spot. That is mad.
At age of 9.
That, even like in terms of...
I feel like even if you're... I'll never tell my daughter how to pleasure.
This is what I'm about to say. I just about to tell you what sex is, let alone tell you how you're going to pleasure yourself. That is mad.
I'm not going to teach you how to do it. Because you shouldn't be doing it. I'm gonna tell you that if this is your portion, that's your portion. I don't want a child, that's all. I don't want a grandchild, that's all. So I'm gonna teach you how to do it safely.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how to do it. Not teach, tell you how to do it safely.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's
you can't teach.
Because at the end of the day, it's not even just about having a child, it's the STDs.
Yeah, the
other
infection. Yeah, you're
exactly,
teaching
diseases.
Them.
But I don't want you to come home and tell me you got HIV
yeah,
and shit like that.
And stuff like that. The AIDS
yeah,
stuff.
And teaching how to clean yourself
yeah,
properly. Everything. It's the whole thing. It's the whole thing.
Yeah. Like, no, it's just it. Especially, like, we went to a girl's school. Females didn't know how to shower, bro. You'd be on your period and you smell like fish. Walking down the corridor smelling like fish. And you... Bro, when you shower 3 times if you have to... Because that's... Bro,
well, so you have to wash yourself after every
left
time.
Left and right. Like, there's no tomorrow.
Every time you change your pad, you're washing your...
No, literally. And you just left there for this. No, but it's scary. Like, even up to now, I'm so intrigued
this
to
is,
know.
This is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. Having children is scary.
But the thing is, people are doing it nowadays like there's no tomorrow.
Having children is scary. Like,
it's a blessing, but it's scary.
No, if I'm blessed, I've always said, yeah, at one point when I was younger, I've always said I didn't want any children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to, at one point, especially Cedric said, I said, I don't want any children. I just don't want it. Then I came to a point, I was like, you know what?
You
of course, it's a blessing. Having a little Milan running around, you know, with my husband, it's
mm-hmm,
a family.
Mm-hmm.
But I said that if my husband was to tell me that he don't want children,
not
it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, mm-hmm. women, like, no, I need, it's not a deal breaker for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because just the idea of bringing a child up in the world that we're in now, everything that's happening, it's too much trauma that my child can go through. I don't want my little baby to go through trauma.
You see
I don't
that
want
statement
it.
That of is your grand's, your nan's prayer keeping you alive to today? Because boy, the anxiety you give them just going out. And especially when you get to that age where you kind of don't need to tell them you're going out, they just have to pray you're coming back.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just like...
Exactly. And it's like,
especially with my little brother, I do that. Just even going to the park around the corner, I'm like, this boy best come back home.
Honestly, no, that's what I'm saying. It's like, even like, even people, even my own children, I'm here like...
Yeah.
And then just have my own child and it's like, of course, cool, at home, you're going to try and protect them as much as you can. But when they go out, the friends are too fast. What am I supposed to do? And it's like, a lot of the times, you're home, you have a good home. But what if he decides to go out and chill with the wrong boys, chill with the big boys?
And sometimes you're wrong crowd, wrong time.
Want the bomber. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. You know, now he's doing these things. Now you've got, listen. No matter how good the home is, you just don't know what's going on outside. And just thinking of that, I'm going through that stress. Maybe I'm being selfish, I don't want to go through that stress, but I don't want my child to go through that trauma either.
And it's like, especially if it's got for actual bit, especially if it's like trauma they can't actually come out of, in the sense of it's a thing where, because people are like, okay, cool, you go through things, you just don't find someone else to deal with it, but deal with your own trauma. Some trauma takes years to deal with.
I don't have time.
And it can be in a situation where, God for actual bit, your child did now be depressed for years.
And then it goes to commit suicide.
Why did I bring to this life for actually?
No, who's suffering? Why my child? I'm here questioning everything.
It's hard because there's only...
It's hard.
As parents, you actually teach your kids the less, because think about it. When they start going to school, they're in school.
Once they're at home with you up until like the age of 4.
Yeah. What are you teaching them?
Even then, maybe it depends, and that's if they're going to daycare as well.
Mm-hmm. Whilst they're little kids, 80% of the time they're going daycare.
Especially if both the parents are working. Everyone's at home, cool. Up to about the age 4 or 5. Before they go to reception, you had them at home, cool. But if you're both working, they have to go to daycare.
Yeah.
God knows. Do you know what I mean?
Even then, that alone, bro, I've seen so many daycare videos, that's scary. Mm. Daycare will scare you.
Like, I don't want to put him there. Because I remember seeing different, on a previous episode where like certain, like, it's more like high-end daycares.
Mm-hmm.
They like literally sell the babies to, like people that want to buy it.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah,
no, actually,
I'm telling you. Oh, maybe at the hospital they take your baby.
This is why the minute
someone comes and collects your baby.
This is why the minute the baby, the father, you didn't push that to start following them. Wherever they
If my baby, God forbid, if my baby comes out healthy, there's no reason for it to leave the room.
The room, yeah.
Unless it needs intubation. That's when, alright, cool.
Mm-hmm.
But the father is following. It's true. You didn't push.
When they say that, I'm coming upstairs, so I'll work for me. I won't block you or work. You wouldn't even know I'm here.
I'm just watching.
But no, it's scary because you think, like you said, like, the adults, okay, you get 6 weeks to watch your kids during the summer holiday.
Yeah.
You get the 2 weeks, you get the Easter. Let's say in a year, you get 3 months where you get to actually take care of your kids.
Yeah.
In the 9 months, someone else is taking care of your child. Yeah. Someone else is influencing their head. Someone else is doing... So there's literally only so much you can do. And it's scary, but it's just a thing where...
But it's life. If I'm blessed with children, it's a blessing to have a child.
Yeah, you don't want it. It's a thing where you can be so strict.
If I don't, I'm so thankful.
It's a thing where you don't want to be too strict, where you kind of restrict them, but you don't want to be too...
Because then God knows what happens when you restrict them too much.
Yeah, it's like they become rebellious.
But what kind of balance do you have? Because when they go outside, you know, but that's life anyway, and it's the world we kind of live in, so there's not much.
I've never said I didn't want kids.
At one point, I said I don't want kids.
I've always said no more than 2-3 max.
I don't want no more than a 5-seater.
Facts. I don't want a 7-seater. So that's 2-3 max.
Yeah. And if it happens, it's the father that's coming back to 7-seater. I will not drive.
If I get a twin, that's
I'm not buying a 7-seater.
First of all, they have each other to play with. They're the same age. It's a one birthday thing every year. What am I stressing about? When they get to that age, cool. If you want another, we adopt. I don't need to.
It's true. There's so many children being abandoned. Come, let's go and bless their life. leaves.
I feel like with this day and age, a lot of people, they're not against it, but they're not for it either. It's kind of...
What, adoption?
Yeah, it's kind
of... Yeah, because I've heard someone say, why would I want to raise someone else's child?
Yeah, but it's not...
But, which is... It's fair, a fair point, it's fair. But it's given... It's given, and I'm not against adoption at all. If it comes to a point where it's like... me and my husband both decide, or maybe we should just adopt. All for it, because it's, you're given a chance to, because if you know that the stress a kid goes through, the foster care, it's horrible moving from house to house. Sometimes they go to a home which the parents aren't nice, evil. God forbid something happens, and you know what I mean? And it's like, and seen too many things, heard too many things. And after, like, when they turn 18, there's not really much help for them by the government or anything, so they're out here struggling. And a high percentage of foster kids are homeless by like 3-4 years after they finish, after they come out of foster care. And it's, and if I get opportunity to take care of some child,
a lot of people are like, I don't want to raise, but sometimes it's not even the option. God for attribute, anything to think of the rapper where the mum didn't make it and the dad think, I'm not doing this alone.
Exactly.
And he's like, nah, you can go. So it's, sometimes it's not, you can't just be like, I get there's people that have kids when they have no business having kids and just dropping them, cool. But sometimes certain situations, that happens where it's like, you can't blame me.
You can't blame the child. No matter how the child is born, you can't blame the child.
Yeah, regardless, because the child did not choose to be here.
The most innocent thing in this world are children.
They didn't choose to be here. They're the most innocent thing. You chose to open with the, and
and go and do what you shouldn't be doing.
With no business in raising me.
No business. And it's like, and it's not fair on the child. And if I feel like, if I definitely have the opportunity, and my husband agrees,
because my dad's older sister, she gave birth to just two, one boy, one girl, done, finished. Now she just adopts left and right. She just fosters. Takes care of them. And then, like, after a certain age, she don't let them go. She just says, this is the options I have for you. You can still stay here. And she's always raising new ones here and there. And I think it's beautiful. Amazing. And she helps her. Because it's a thing where she's like, I have enough to take care of me and help out.
Exactly.
So it's different if I'm like putting the kids in a situation where I can't help them and we're all out here suffering. But
Everyone said good. But I want me lips in my child, that's for sure.
That is not. She didn't even peck. My man put it up. Do you know what I'm thinking? I wonder what the child's whole initial thing was. Is this normal? Was it traumatizing for the child?
Maybe we're just looking in a like a too sexual way.
Sexual, not sexual. Don't get
maybe
me wrong.
Maybe thinking of, okay, cool. The child is out, mum's just teaching me. There's no harm done.
No, but there's a peck. If the child don't know, I feel like the mum knows. Mum knows right from wrong. There's a peck, which I'm never against. Like, you all peck your child this way. I feel like up to a certain age, you know it's not right. You do it on the cheek now. There's no need. But in terms of, she didn't just peck. She tongued this man down. This young boy down.
Who knows?
It's the thing where, okay, cool. The child don't know what's right from wrong.
But the way he's speaking about it, he doesn't seem very traumatized.
It doesn't. He has this, I think. He said his word for word is, she was young when she gave birth to me and she thought this was the right way to show me. So
you live and you learn, innit? Yeah. I'm sure she didn't do it with her other siblings. Our children.
Only goodness. Only goodness. But yeah, no. I feel like doing it the right way.
But is there a right way though? I don't think there is.
There's a
learning way. There's a mistake way. There's never the right way.
Everyone makes the mistake. You're right in that aspect, but it's a thing where, as an adult, you know what's right from wrong. So, meaning, do it the right way you see is right. Don't do it the right way. It's 50-50, because my right way is different to your right way.
Exactly.
But I feel like you still know there's a middle ground.
There's lines that we don't cross.
Yeah, there you go, in that aspect, yeah.
I feel like there's universal lines.
Yeah, because, let me not even say too much, because I'm going to tell you how she taught him sex and stuff, but each to their own, because I wasn't there when you pushed it.
Exactly, and we're not getting involved in people's
situations. It's just the madness that comes out, and it's just like,
and people are too comfortable in the internet nowadays to talk about stuff like this. Especially this TikTok thing, people are too comfortable to put this their whole life. Like, I don't think understand, there's part of a world where we have privacy. Obtain to that privacy yourself. I saw this TikTok combination thing, and it was this guy, he was flaunting his girl and everything, had some pictures of her in a bikini and a lot, and obviously sometimes some guys be like, I'll never put my girl out like that, but she posts pictures on Instagram like that, so
why not?
Exactly, yeah. It's not like they can't see her like that anyway. Mm-hmm. But there was a video of he took her to Punta Cana, yeah?
Yeah.
And they got like a private pool and stuff, and there's a video of them having sex in the pool.
Wait, what?
Like they were having sex in the pool, innit?
Yeah.
And it's like, cool. You showed us this, you're flaunting your girl.
Wait, so he posted the video on TikTok?
No, so there was like a combination when you put like 10 different videos into one.
Oh, okay.
Like
so that. He's put that
so
in.
So he put a video of them going to the hotel, put a picture of her walking on the picture of her just standing there, her walking on the beach, on the milk. It's just a combination of videos. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
And there was one of them just sneakily popped up of them having sex in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, you can have shown everything and we would have said that is cute.
Yeah.
But
there's some stuff you just got to
just some stuff. Like, people are just too open on social media. And it's like, if my man posted shit like that about me,
I'm blocking your whole page.
No, you're banned from social media. Like, I'd feel so embarrassed. And there's, I don't know if you know a guy called Hitman Harlow.
I've heard of him.
Yeah, he does the Wild and Out show.
He's a battle rapper. I heard about the whole suit.
He put up these videos, these very explicit videos.
I didn't see them, but I just saw the look.
But this is when you don't go on Twitter to look.
Yeah.
I went on Twitter to find out.
She said I wanted to see what
you know,
this is
about. Even when they say do not search on Twitter
because you're going
I
to
search on Twitter. So he said that, so obviously I don't really use Twitter like that, mm-hmm. So what I found out to go and search on Twitter on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the shade room was like the hitman is going viral because he put some explicit videos of him and his girl on her birthday on his close friend's story. First of all, If I'm in your close friends, I don't want to see you doing what you're doing with your other half.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that.
No, but
yeah, this is not a porno thing. Yeah.
No, I get that, but in terms of...
No, let me tell you. So then they said, don't go on Twitter to check out. There was just pictures, innit? But all the pictures had...
Okay,
it was covered up because it has to be desensitizing. Yeah. So I went on Twitter and I clicked. And I searched Hitman Harlow. So I was scrolling through and I was like, what's going on? Why did he do this? I don't see anything there. And then someone posted the video. So I saw the video.
Yeah.
And when I tell you, it's basically like a combination of four small mini porno videos. Like, he had my man, like, dicking her down. Showed her, like, but a snake in the car giving him head whilst he's driving.
No.
He was licking at that. I said, what is this? It sounded like I went quite far into the video.
You did.
But the small bits that I saw was very explicit, like extremely explicit. And it's like,
but he said,
cool,
that
you're recording your thing. No. So it was exposed.
Okay.
So someone in the close friend.
But who the hell is in your close friend?
So one of the close friends. Screen recorded this and exposed it.
Was this on Insta or Snap? Because Snap will tell you who's recording.
It was Insta. He did it on Insta. So that's what happened. He didn't put it out. So if it was just like, if it was just his close friend, no one would have known what happened.
Yeah,
but someone exposed him and someone recorded him and put it out there. I don't know who it was. I don't really care who it was. Close friend or not close friend.
Why would you be posting something like that?
That's what I'm saying. It's like, cool. You want to record it, spice it up a bit.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. I am here for it. Even though it's a bit techy, because sometimes things can go a bit wrong. God knows what can be, you know,
mm-hmm.
accidentally posted. Because there was a girl that once accidentally posted her picture of herself naked on Snapchat.
Yeah, someone's done that bad times
as well. And at first, there was one point I was like, how can she do that? And then
it makes sense.
Then
you
it comes to
it.
Yeah,
You do it better.
Every second, you're supposed to be your main. And it's always when I'm talking to you as well.
Yeah, you do.
I accidentally put it on my story, so I know.
And then there's times I'll be like, I know that was meant for me.
No, but then more time, if I'm sending a nude,
oh,
I am good on my
examine that thing.
Who's
this from? Am I sure this is the right name? I click, and even when I send it, I'll go back.
Is this Elijah? Let me make sure the right Elijah.
I am checking. I'm not just clicking. Do you know exactly? I'm not just clicking for the sake of clicking. I know what how things go wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would never. My man could never post it.
I feel like there's just this is because it did go on
to privacy. First of all, I didn't want to get poisoned in my face, let alone my man dicking me down.
The only reason why I knew about it, I didn't see the thing or nothing, but I just knew about it. He felt really bad for her. It's like it wasn't meant to be. But my thing
But she said. But he said that she was okay with him posting on the closed story. Okay. That's what he said.
Okay.
I personally don't really buy the story because if my man came and asked me, can I post these videos on the closed stories? I'm telling you, you can.
No.
Do you know what I mean? No. But if she said okay, it's just an unfortunate moment that someone
things like that just need what. If we want to watch it, let's watch it together. Why do the world or my close friend have to see it?
Yeah, why? I don't understand why everyone's just posting all of this and even the little PDA and the post of them, it's just a bit awkward, it's still a bit cringe for me. Now I'm gonna see all of this. Like it was like the other video about the guy taking it was like two black couple, like it was black love. Like I'm here for it. They look so cute. They were just like, I'll show you the video. They were just like, he took out, wind her down. I was like, oh, I must be nice. I'm like, this is so cute. Then that video came out. I said, what's going on here? I said, wait, hold on. I was really enjoying the video. I said, like, I love to see it, innit? When people are just happiness, I appreciate it. Like, I'm not going to be here and hate on it. I love to see it when people are just happy with each other. And whatnot in it because you don't see it as much because in the internet I have to show you that black men don't love black women or black women don't love black men, which is false. 80% of black men are married to black women, it's just what media is showing us that we don't show when you do see it. I love to see love. But when that video, when that little video came out, it caught me off guard. I'm like, not everything needs to be shown like this.
You shouldn't just.
It's like we're too comfortable in this app and it's gonna hurt you.
The thing is, you're the ones where you know. If I've seen it, you've seen it.
Yeah.
So if you've seen it, you left it there on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? You can't come back to it. If it's back to it, you did it.
No, but the thing is, it's like, it's already awkward enough. Like, even I don't think I'll ever do it, speaking about your sexual life with your partner to a friend or something.
Nah, it's awkward.
Imagine that you're just going to post it. How do you have the confidence to just post it?
Because even regardless of the friends and stuff, I feel like they're still, especially like if it's a. You know the ones where you know the partner ain't going nowhere, so you told the whole business because you couldn't give an ick.
Yeah.
But if it's someone where you see, okay, this could be my partner, like, this could be a ring, my husband.
Yeah, there's a limit. You're going to keep some stuff. I'll tell you,
but there's still a limit. I'm not going to, okay, cool, I'll be like, yeah, I had fun, but I'm not going to tell you, yeah,
you
did this.
You just play around with it, but it's not details. And I'm not showing a video ever.
For what? Because regardless, this is your friend. This is someone you're still going to be seeing everything. It's just like, I know your business.
Yeah, it's not. It's awkward.
I know your business. And this is not someone that is just a fit. This is someone that's potentially.
Exactly. It's not. And it's not like you're watching a random video. This is of your friends. Like, what the hell?
And I'm looking at you with side eye. Especially if it's just like,
you could never come through a video. What is this? I'll actually dash your phone on the floor. Like, I'll grab it and dash it. Onto the wall. Like, what are you doing? Are you mad in the head? Are you shivering this shit?
No, that's what I'm saying. Because I said it, like, I was thinking about it recently. I was like, as you get older, it's not that you don't talk about it. You just kind of limit it and you kind of know.
We're all adults now. I obviously have a partner, so I've been together for quite some time. So
we're all adults.
Right?
You look tired. Yeah, I had fun last night. Cool, bit.
We're all adults, so there's no point of beating around the bush. Or, Jamie, we're all gonna know what's going on. Or even if you don't know, at the end of the day, it's my business.
Don't worry about
it. It's my business.
And even then, I feel like with depending on how close your friend, there's only shutting them up. I don't even want to know because it's someone that I'm, especially if it's something where I'm going to be around you guys a lot.
I don't want to know because people say that. Females are more comfortable talking about their sex with their partners than men are with their boys.
Because we talk about it in terms of like, if I want it, how can I spice it up? What should I do?
You need to learn, bro. There is more than just a doggy style or missionary thing, bro.
So that
No, but like, we've come to a stage where, listen, pleasure, and that's vice versa. Pleasure is more than just.
But I feel like because we're open to talk. When we're not talk in terms of talking, I don't mean like I'm
going to tell
you.
To it.
No, not that aspect. I mean like, so if I've got a partner, you've got a partner. I'm not going to tell you this is his length. This is what we're doing. I'm going to just be like to you. It's a bit boring.
You need to spice it up. Do you guys say?
Hubby.
I've been in my back all the time. But this is what I'm saying. In terms of like, even not even telling him, I'm telling as my friends in terms of girls group around, not just any friends, just quick. Girls, like, it's a bit boring now. I don't even feel excited to do it.
We might do it with anyone, but man, like, if it's their girl,
they don't want it. But this is the thing, because they're not learning.
And they're not speaking, but if it's just a team, they're saying everything.
They're telling you everything.
They're running their mouth like a top.
They even tell you you can run it as well.
Here you go, I'm done with this one.
But that's the thing, because they don't want to, because man, I'm running my mouth, whereas with us, we can be, let's say we're a group of five now, we can talk about it just like, oh, what can we do? How can we do it?
That's one thing you've tried with your guy type thing.
What spice it up? If it's a bit boring, it's a thing we don't find it awkward. It's a thing where it's not going to be awkward,
especially if everyone is just in the same situation. Yeah,
and it's a thing where I'll come back to you next time. Like that shit worked. I had the best time of my life. Do you guys see? But like, you throw it down like this, put your back like this, one leg up. That's the thing, we're open, because the thing is, I feel like what makes it easy for us is because we talk about period quite openly.
We just talk about everything, like it's just being open. I feel like the right people,
that the thing that made it open for people.
But the thing is man, they must still open with their guys, but it's when
not
they get
much.
No, when they get serious with the girl, it's when they get serious with a girl is when they're not open anymore.
Not that much.
But with any girl that is just having fun with. I feel like if conversation's up, they're not turning it, like, I feel like even mandem hearing about their mandem's girl, they don't like it either.
Yeah, it's awkward. Whereas we don't really, because we can be a, bro, you could have told me that it didn't go well last night. I still see the guy like, oh, you're right. Like, we're not making, whereas they can make it awkward. Yeah.
I don't know. But I feel like, but if there is levels, obviously, and there's not everything that's going to happen in the bedroom that you're going to say to your girls.
It's still private, but in the bedroom, you don't. A lot of stuff that happens in your life, you don't tell your girls.
We don't speak about everything.
Yeah, apart from bedroom, a lot of the stuff.
As soon as something happened, I'm not running to it. Yeah, like to my girls.
This is what I'm saying. Forget the bedroom stuff. Even just general life stuff. Yeah. We don't. Okay, cool.
If it comes up,
if we see each other, we talk about. But
it's never like, oh yeah, you don't know. Unless it's something proper juicy.
Yeah, if it's juicy.
Unless I'm something. Supposed to be and she's the only one that knows.
If it's a conversation she only
ever been snapping.
By the way, I'm not going to say nothing, but look at this. This is what you need to see.
Guess where I'm at. I just show a little picture.
That kind of thing. But it's not a thing. That's like a life happens. It's like me, imagine having to call you every day and tell my girl off my phone, please. I don't want this. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, they think we say every single thing from the we can go 2-3 weeks not talking, we see each other and it's like, yeah, we're just catching up. If it comes up in conversation, it comes up in conversation. I'm not thinking, if it's something that I'm thinking to tell you, I'd have been told you about it time ago.
If it's important.
Yeah. It's never that serious.
They
should start opening up to each other and get advice, man. You lot should not say no to advice. There's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely nothing.
But each to their own. They like to think they know it all.
It's vice versa. We sit here and speak of a man's experience, but we have no idea of what goes on and what doesn't go on.
We start getting
them. We speak of speculations.
No, but it's not speculation. This is things where I've seen, like, because obviously all I've got is brothers. I've been around guys that they talk. So, my good sister, I don't want to put it, but his missus that he's with now, not one will he ever say his business. This is my good brother that I've known since year 7. Mm-hmm. So I've seen the progress and growth in him. When he was just girls, that he was just, oh yeah, same thing.
That's exactly what I'm saying though. When it's just girls they're messing with, they say everything and anything. When it's just one guy, you won't even know they got the guy.
But here's the thing, they prefer to go to females. I don't like that. Personally, I don't like that because I wouldn't go to a man and be like,
I speak about our experiences. Yeah.
Especially, so personally, I prefer you talk to your boys than to talk to females. But with that kind of situation, guys prefer to talk to their female friends. Only God knows why.
Yeah, I was about to say, but why?
Only God knows why.
I don't know what juice she's about to tell you, because at this point, come talk to me.
Exactly. If come you need a few more to chat to me.
Cause
I don't like that, but yeah, there's I don't like, first of all, I don't like you talking about none of my relationship with no female. I don't have time.
Yeah, no, I don't like it. Even that female, we've spoken about that.
Yeah, but this platonic relationship. I don't have any close male friends. I don't need to have any.
But it's like, oh, I used to tell it when I was sitting, I'm not your tin. Let's get the facts right. I am not your tip. Know what it is. Be respectful and don't talk. Because I don't want it to be like, okay, cool. She'd be like, you know the ones where she come out, she makes things. She's going to throw it down last night. First of all, bitch. I know my business.
I don't have time.
Because I don't want to go out and having to look left and over my shoulder for no one. Like, just talk to your boys, have the conversation and stuff. Don't want to talk to boys. Go catch therapy, man. Leave me alone. Go catch therapy. Someone will chat to you. Like, what's the stress? But like I said, I've seen it, like, the difference in them talking. But I feel like when they want to be serious and they're serious about it, don't talk to her, don't talk about that like that. How dare you? Why are you saying that?
I'll chat tell you that shit. I won't talk about it like that. No. I'll chat about my wife. Get
defensive.
Get defensive for me, babes. Get defensive.
You're an idiot, but I guess it's growth. It's growth you would like to see, not me. I was speaking to a guy friend that I haven't known for a while, but it's, you know, the ones where they try and move to you, but you kind of just put them with friends, and now you're just hella cool. Mm-hmm. So I was just talking to him, and then I messaged him on New Year's Day, I was like, oh, Happy New Year kind of thing. And then he was, didn't reply. So I was like, you've lost your head. So I waited, like, on the 5th or 6th, I called him. I was like, are you all right? Like, I messaged him. I was like, oh, just been going through it. I'm really depressed at the moment. I was like, are you sure you're, so I don't want to talk about it. It makes me, don't make me feel manly. And I was like, wait, what? Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, stop. Let's go back. I was like, you're allowed to feel some type of way. I'm not here to see you happy 24/7. Like, it's actually right for you not to be 100%. No. Like, I'm not going to judge you. No. So I've been so upset. I don't know who to talk to. And I was like, you have your boys. I was like, no, but they don't take me seriously.
Yeah,
and I was just like, it's sad to hear, but it's a thing where it's like, the fact that you couldn't even feel... You felt like you weren't manly if you told me, but you couldn't talk to your boys as well because it was unserious. And it's just like, it's actually sad to hear. So I was just like, yeah, I just thought that's quite weird. And I was like, open up, talk to me. Like, if I don't have the time to talk to you, I'd just be like, this is not a good time, but can I call you at the time? I'll never be so dismissive where I don't call you, and I'll make
no,
sure.
No, but it happens a lot because sometimes men have that point where they try to be vulnerable with a girl. And I feel like sometimes they get vulnerable with the wrong type of girl. And the girl just uses it against them.
Remember when you called me on the phone crying?
Exactly. People are like, no, but it's like, do you know what I mean? And it's like, it just, and then after they're like, fuck that shit, I'm not doing that ever again. I'm not opening up to no girl ever again. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, then now they can't chat to their boys. They can't chat to a girl they, you know, they would, whatever. Who they're going to chat to?
Yeah, no, it's sad to hear, but. I could get his experience, but it's just like, I was never against it. And like, when he said it was just a thing where like, hold up, just because you feel some type, it's like you telling me because I felt a way today and my mental health wasn't there today, I'm not woman enough or whatever the situation. Yeah. It sounds mad to me. And even, it's a mad statement to make that you're not manly because
you're in, speak about it.
Yeah, because you're in a bad space. Yeah. It makes you look like you should.
Weak.
First of all, you're not human if you never feel down in some days. Like, I'm not saying you feel down all the time, but there's days where you just can't do it, and it's like, I'm not against it. Like, you feel down, and that's just that.
It's part of life. Speaking about it, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, speak about it, speak up, and you're just like, it's just awkward. I don't know what to say. I don't know who to talk to. And I was like, I might not know the full details. You might not want to go about me to details.
Yeah.
You just want to moan. Even if I don't understand what you're saying, I just be like, okay, you got. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, just be a listening ears for you because you feel like, and I'm just like, for you to feel like, it's that statement got me. It's like, I can't talk to the boys about it, the laugh about it, and I don't feel manly enough. So I was just like, this is what you lot, black kings, are going through. Stop it.
Honestly, that's what you kings
do. Something to make it better, isn't it, Lily? Get you a dog and you sit with your dog and be like, I had a bad day today.
Yeah, the dog will listen to everything you say.
I had a bad day today and I don't feel well. Lily, make it feel better.
She'll come and lick your tears from your face.
Literally. Get yourself a dog if anything.
Honestly, like, no cap.
Get yourself a dog if anything.
No cap.
The dog ain't never going to let you down. The dog's always going to be happy because you don't know the feeling, so you classify them as happy.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know how they're feeling.
Yeah, well, you stay being happy, but yeah. On that note, what have you seen this week in terms of Christ or in terms of motivational that stood out to you?
So it's like a small statement, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it says, I would rather adjust my life to your absence than adjust my boundaries to accommodate your disrespect.
I hear it.
And when I saw it, it's like, a lot of people were like, oh yeah, you have to accept them, you have to, do you know what I mean? But nah.
Yeah, nah, I hear it.
I'd rather not have you in my life than come in here and just be disrespected by your bullshit and everything. And I hear that, and when I heard that statement, I said, you know what, this is why I am where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm not tolerating nothing from no one. Because when you start accepting one thing, you start accepting the next thing, next thing, you know, you're in a situation you said to yourself you never would be in, yeah. But it started because you're accepting bullshit. That's my little statement of the week.
Nah, hey.
And God is great.
That's it. But mine's quite a long one, so bear with me. It says, Lord, I thank you for bringing us into 2022. Lord, I pray that you would set the tone of our year. May we be ready, may we be prepared, and may we be acceptance of all that you have for us, will in our lives, and that all that is possible in you. Lord, I pray that we would lift our eyes to you throughout this year. May we honor you and keep you first in everything. Lord, I pray that you would watch over us and cover us. Lord, I pray blessings will flow like rivers over our lives, over our community, and over and in our neighborhood. Lord, I pray that you would grant us peace, rest, and restoration. Lord, I thank you for the shift in people's life. I thank you for the promotion. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for the surprises, and I thank you for everything you have done and you are doing. Lord, we bless your holy name. Lord, we love you and thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And yeah, I feel like that covered quite a lot for me. So yeah.
That's what stood out to me. And that in itself says a lot. But on that note,
it's been your host with the most, Milan Sophia.
And yours, Tiwa.
Love and guidance.
We are. Oh,